It's 4 o'clock. I'm Joe Cadot. In a surprise hearing, Curtis Mitchell pleads guilty to first-degree murder and the death of restaurant owner, musician, and dance instructor Tanya Tandock. It was less than 2 weeks ago that Mitchell called 911, admitted to murder, and said it was a crime of passion, which would have possibly carried a much lesser sentence. But the 47-year-old musician took the outcome into his own hands today.
Sedgwick County District Judge Terry Pullman said it's unusual to make a guilty plea this early in a case without going through all of the processes regarding evidence and witnesses and legal representation. But 47-year-old Curtis Mitchell said he understood all of the issues and the risks involved, and he wanted to waive his right to a jury trial and plead guilty to the death of Wichita restaurant owner Tanya Tandock. And so Judge Pullman accepted the guilty plea and set sentencing for July 23rd. And Judge Pullman also said that the sentence in this case would be life without parole for 50 years. At the Sedgwick County Courthouse, George Lawson, KFDI News.
And District Attorney Mark Bennett gives his reaction after the hearing this afternoon, and you heard this first on KFDI News.
It goes without saying this is an unusual situation, as the judge said on the record today. Perhaps someone accept responsibility this quickly into the process, less than 2 weeks after the case began. But it was pretty clear that Mr. Mitchell, this is what he wanted to do. He wanted to accept responsibility for what he'd done.
Details of Tandock's death are online at KFDI.com. Now we'll go to Jake Bowles with the latest on traffic in the Wichita area.
I-135 in North Wichita, expect delays due to construction. Southbound 135 at 61st Street, the right lane is closed. Got stop-and-go traffic for about 2 miles in Park City headed into North Wichita. Time saver traffic from Global Collision Center in Mobile 21. I'm Jake Bowles.
More news online at KFDI.com. It's 6 o'clock. I'm Joe Cadot. Less than 2 weeks after Curtis Mitchell called 911 and said he murdered restaurant owner, musician, and dance instructor Tanya Tandock, the 47-year-old pleaded guilty this afternoon to first-degree murder, which will likely carry 50 years without parole.
Under questioning from District Judge Terry Pullman, 47-year-old Curtis Mitchell said he understood all of the issues and the risks involved in making this guilty plea to a first-degree murder charge, and Mitchell admitted to the crime of the murder of Wichita restaurant owner Tanya Tandock. Judge Pullman accepted the plea and scheduled sentencing for July 23rd at 8:45 in the morning. And the judge also said the penalty in this case would be life in prison without parole for 50 years. George Lawson, KFDI News.
District Attorney Mark Bennett met with reporters after the guilty plea.
I saw nothing in Mr. Mitchell that betrayed anything other than a man who was accepting of what he'd done, accepting of his fate.
Bennett says Tandock's family wasn't in the courtroom but said they were pleased with the resolution. Another update to a high-profile murder case. A 20-year-old Wichita man will spend life in prison without parole for the shooting deaths of his adoptive parents. Anthony Blumel and his biological mom, 36-year-old Keisha Schaberg, were sentenced to life without parole for the November 2013 murders of Roger and Melissa Blumel at their home near Keachie. More online at KFDI.com.